This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
And thank you for being with us on The Vedic Wisdom. I'd like to talk to you about proper authority. Now, the point I want to bring out to you, I want to impress upon you, I think, is you have to be very careful in this modern world that what you're accepting as knowledge is actually coming from someone of authority. Now, we've got so much on the internet now. My goodness, it's just so much crap. Somebody says something and someone twists it around and then presents this perspective on it or does some sort of a show on YouTube and talks about it, and oh, it turned out it wasn't true. We get this constantly now. They put up a picture to show you what they're going to talk about, and it has nothing to do with the subject that they actually talk about. So, we have people that are professing to be knowledgeable, but don't understand the subject they're talking about. Now, this is going on. There's a lot of complaint about the millennials, that they have an entitlement concept and they think they're all managers. They should come right out of school and go into management roles when they don't yet understand the intricacies and the demands of management. So they're not qualified yet. They may be. It's not a disqualification, but they're not tuned to the platform that's required. So we have this going on all over our planet now, that false authorities are telling you something and you have to spend a lot of time trying to figure out what is true and what is not true. And if you don't spend any time trying to figure that out, you will definitely be fooled and you will believe a variety of things that are not true. And this is the goal of many foolish people who want to be looked up to by you or someone else, and they want to impress you by their knowledge, impress you by their understanding of a subject, impress you by how they can present it so nicely to you, etc., when they still actually don't know what they're talking about. So there are so many subjects. We can talk about material items. We can talk about conscious perspectives. We can talk about historical events. We can talk about possible scenarios around a subject. But none of them actually help. What we need is factual representation of the subject matter. Now, that means that we must know the facts. That means we must know the truth. That means we must approach someone who knows it. It's not that we're supposed to, oh, what do you think? Oh, I think, yeah. What do you think? Well, I think, no. I think, well, I'm not sure. Well, I think. No, this is not for growth of one's consciousness. Knowledge is not an opinion. It is not a consensus either. Knowledge is a factual representation of things as they are. And that means that real knowledge is unchangeable. And it comes to you from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is God-made. That is the ultimate original authority. If he made the manifestation, and he made the living entities, and he made the activity by starting everything in motion, and he's observing and controlling as many different aspects of the manifestation, he's the guy that understands how it works, isn't he? It's like the engineer who builds the building. He understands the building in multiple layers that the occupants don't even understand. So for one to become intelligent, knowledgeable, you must approach an authoritative source. And we're in a situation now in this material world where people are taking advantage of the technological linking between people and the ability to trick people, to confuse them, to deceive them, to misinform them, disinform them for some other purpose. without actually giving you the facts, the truth, the understanding in proper perspective. And this is the human responsibility as given in the Vedic literature. You are not given the right to distort the truth in the Vedic literature. You're given the right to have full access to the truth and to understand it and use it and disseminate it fairly and accurately to someone else. But you're not given the authority to distort it. Yet we see in our world they are distorting everything. The media is a lie. One giant, big, continuous, repetitive, disgusting misinformation, disinformation. There is a whole lot of misinformation by omission. They only tell you some of the story or some of the facts. And so you feel, oh yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. But it's only 25% of the subject, 25% of the facts of the matter. So we're in a situation, all of us, I'm not trying to point to one or another, all of us are in the situation where we must be seriously discerning the information coming into our eyes, ears, etc., that it is truth, that it has not been altered, nor has it been cut short by omission, nor has it been distorted or sensationalized for attention, but that it is the factual representation of the events or the position as it actually is. Now, this gives you a clue why our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, has titled his Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because he is only giving it to you as it is, the truth, without extras, without omissions. So that you have the right, you have the opportunity to see it in proper perspective. Why? What does it really matter? Meh. Well, you cannot become self-realized by partial knowledge. You cannot actually do good to others without having proper perspective. You cannot free yourself from the cycle of birth and death without seeing things in proper perspective. You cannot reach the ultimate goal of life by half-truths. It is vitally important for the evolutionary process of the consciousness of every living entity, every single one of us, that we know things in proper perspective, that we raise ourselves above this material struggle for existence by engaging in the loving devotional service of the Lord. It's not an optional thing. This is why the Vedic literature prescribes the spiritual master. You must have a spiritual master, because he's giving it all to you in proper perspective, waiting for you to ask questions, and he thereby answers them, and you becomes clear, you become proficient in understanding reality as it is in proper perspective, as it is. So we suggest to you on our program repeatedly that you read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Read it more than once. Read it 20 times, such that you take it in and correlate it correctly and see that everything is answered, everything is in proper perspective. It is the source of actual knowledge, knowledge emanating from the Supreme Personality of Godhead being delivered to you without adulteration so you can know things as they are. That is truly being altruistic. That is actually doing good to others. Well, this is what humans do. We are kind, compassionate, intelligent beings that are truthful by nature. So to understand the Bhagavad Gita in proper perspective simply empowers you. Empowers you to liberate your own mind and consciousness and to assist in the liberation of someone else's. Because someone can ask you a question and you can actually tell them the right answer. And they can thereby be benefited because of your honesty in delivering knowledge that was received from the spiritual master by the source of knowledge, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This becomes a chain. It's called the disciplic succession, where a chain of spiritual masters bringing the knowledge down through the chain, that the student surrenders and listens and learns and accepts the teachings of the master and thereby becomes true and a master himself and delivers to additional students who, if honest and sincere, become masters. And the chain of unbroken spiritual masters comes to your door today with the knowledge that is unbroken, undeviated, undistorted, such that you can actually get all the answers. It's described that the Vedic literature gives you all answers to all of the questions humanly possible to conceive. Now, that's a big statement. Anything that you can conceive of is answered in the Vedic literature. That is how thorough this knowledge is. That is how thought out, perfected, polished, clarified, written down, sorted out, presented factually, clearly, honestly, for your benefit. Anything can be answered in the Vedic literature. Now, there's nothing, no one anywhere else can say that. That's why the Vedic literature is called authorized knowledge. It is the authorized source of transcendental and material knowledge for the upliftment of the living entity from illusion to perfection of life. So you must accept that knowledge that comes in that chain. You must accept that knowledge that is perfected, that is polished, that is clear, that is total, that is emanating from the supreme infallible Lord. You must accept that. And you must reject anything that is inferior, temporary, partial, foolish, obviously wrong. And this is your discerning ability in the human form of life that you're supposed to use effectively. You're astutely focusing and you're aware of the fact that you can be misinformed. There's a lot of people trying to misinform you and that you reject it. Well, you have to be armed with knowledge from an authoritative source of actually what the truth is. And then anything that anybody else says, you can analyze it within a moment. You can put it into the category of what it actually is. You can check and see if it actually holds true. You can check to see if it's deception or it's proper conception. Then you are empowered. This is a strength. You cannot be fooled. It's like a person who watches a magician. He goes, wow, how do they do that? And the magician comes to you after his show and says, here's how I do it. This is done like this, and this is done like that, and it makes it appear as though this has happened when actually it hasn't. Something else has happened. And you're aware. You can see it. You can never be fooled again. The magician's trick is just a trick now. It's not an illusion. It's not awe-inspiring. It's just a trick. And this is what you can come to from the spiritual perspective. You can see all the deception, all the illusion, all the confusion and misinformation that's being placed upon the human society to keep you locked in the standard of social convictions. And many of you are already well aware of the fact that so many things that the people say and do and think are important are just childish, have no significance at all. I always laugh about it. The regional councils do that. They neglect the things they should be taking care of, and they do all sorts of things that have no necessity. It's just amazing how these councils can waste money. It's astonishing. Because they have no transcendental knowledge. They have no actual authoritative source to help them understand what should be done and what should not be done. They have all sorts of unanswered questions in their own minds, and so they speculate their own answer, and they act accordingly, and it ends up bogus nonsense. Oh my goodness, waste of money, waste of time, waste of resources. Well, you and I as individuals, we cannot afford to waste time. We cannot afford to waste resources, because the most important resource you have is time. Your lifespan is your most important resource, the time you have allotted to you. You're now in the situation where you've learned, grown up, you can walk, you can talk, you can read, you can write, you can understand, you can prospect, you can perform, you can do so many things. Well, what is worth doing? And you should not waste any time on stuff that isn't worth doing. And the Vedic literature says, you go to the authority and receive authoritative knowledge that has not been adulterated, and nothing can change you. After that, you are fixed in knowledge. You are secure. You are safe under the shelter of the knowledge given by the spiritual master. They can talk as much as they want to talk. They can perform all sorts of theories and philosophies and maybes and so forth and analyzing this and that, and it has no impact on you because you know the situation. You know what is real and what is not. You have derived your knowledge from the authority. If you want to become proficient in any material science, you have to go to a professor of that science. He is the authority. He knows. He studied. He's learned. He's skilled. He's mastered it, and he can teach it. And you become skilled. Well, it's similar in the spiritual strata. To become a spiritual being, to become free from the material misconceptions of life, to see things in proper perspective, you must approach the authority of the spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master who is a representative of Lord. I'm not saying who, what, or where. That can come to you in 100 different ways. But you need to inquire and you need to sort out what is true. Who is the true authority? And if you do that in proper perspective, your life will be solid. You will not be confused or distracted or abused or taken advantage of. It can't happen. You cannot be illusioned when you know the truth. Until you know the truth, easy peasy. All sorts of things can set you off. What? Huh? What do you mean? I don't know. What's that? What? Who said that? Is that true? Why would you do that? All that goes away. You become a solidified perspective in your consciousness. You become a rock of knowledge, conviction, understanding, and you can disseminate that knowledge to others to help alleviate their illusory conceptions. And we're in a world right now where there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are trying to put forward their speculated idea of what is true. And this has no merit. None. None of them. Zero. If you don't know things in proper perspective, or if you know some of the things in proper perspective, it doesn't have the potency required to make you happy and lift your consciousness from material anxiety into spiritual bliss. You're only able to get that gift by the grace of the spiritual master, by the grace of the Lord. This is what our human form of life is supposed to be used for, is to find the answers in authoritative knowledge that gives you the upliftment from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness, that moves you from material activities to spiritual activities, that gives you the fulfillment that you deserve in the human form of life, that you deserve as a compassionate, loving, honest, caring person. This is what the result should be, a platform of loving devotion, of freedom from contamination and illusion, a willingness and a determination to do good, do well to others, assist them in the same quest you are on, to get out of the temporary illusion and into the eternal blissful knowledge of loving service. That's what the human form of life is for. So many people go, what's the goal of life? I don't know. Nobody knows. Oh, sorry, fellas. You don't know. A lot of people know. It's getting out of this material misconceptions of anxiety by authoritative knowledge and seeing things in proper perspective and acting on that knowledge. And that brings you up, brings you out of the material misconceptions of life. And it is rampant. We all know it. I don't have to teach you anything here. You can see it in the television, you can see it on your phone, you can hear it in your friends, you can see it in society, you can see it on the internet, you can see it all over. There's all sorts of BS, misconceptions, deceptions that are rampant in the human society right now. because there's change going on in human society, because the evil people that are liars are being taken out of control, because their lying has only made things worse. Everybody has too much anxiety because we're being lied to constantly. So there's work being done to get them out of control, and they're doing everything they can do to stay in control. So they have to push their deceptions harder and harder and harder. But if you've read the Vedic literature and you've listened to the spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, they can't affect you. It's water off a duck's back, doesn't penetrate at all. And this is what we need. We need to have this firm, secure position that is provided by the absolute knowledge, authoritative knowledge emanating from the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, and being delivered through his bona fide representative, the spiritual master Srila Prabhupada, to you in proper perspective, such that you become ironclad by transcendental knowledge, knowledge of everything, both material and spiritual, and of yourself and your predicament, how to act and how not to act. This is the importance of spiritual knowledge. This is the requirement. That's not the right word. This is the objective when one is in the human form of life. You can't have this discussion. You can't work on yourself. You cannot become perfected when you're in dog life, cat life, pigeon life. You're simply thrown by the waves, desire. Eat, sleep, mate, defend. Eat, sleep, mate, defend. So you're in the human form of life. This is the great opportunity. This is the window that you've been looking for. It's right here in front of you. Do not waste your time. Do not sit. Do not fear. Do not be pushed around by the nonsense lying. Turn to Bhagavad Gita as it is. Turn to the spiritual master Srila Prabhupada and listen. That's all you have to do. It isn't a big pay here, do this, do that, penances, austerities, sacrifices, all sorts of meditations. No. You read and you listen to the spiritual master, and you hear and associate with his disciples and ask questions, and come to the platform of knowing all the things material and spiritual in proper perspective, because everything is there in the Vedic literature. It states it. It's stated by everyone who's read it. Every one of the great saints and sages throughout antiquity to today all agree that absolute knowledge is in the Vedic literature. Veda means knowledge. So this is a important responsibility in the human form of life that you have to take, I have to take, everyone has to take responsibility, especially when we're under attack from misinformation. And everything around us is misinformation. So it's very important you work in the area, in the arena of knowledge, not misinformation. Reject it. A little bit of this knowledge can protect you from the most dangerous type of fear. And we see them pumping fear of this, fear of that, fear of everything you can imagine. Fear, 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 fear. And they don't offer you any solution to the fear. They just try to make you do different things or buy things or go this, that, or the other thing. Take this drug. Take that thing. Go hear this. All that nonsense does not alleviate the situation. Knowledge will alleviate the situation. And the Vedic literature is saying you in the human form of life, you must take advantage of this now. Read the Vedic literature, understand it, inquire from the spiritual master and his students, and learn things in proper perspective, and you will see through this attempt to control you, use you, abuse you with fear. Fear will not have power over you any longer. This is a very important step. There's talk now, people are realizing they're controlling human society by the method of fear. Because it's easy to make somebody fear something. I can just clap my hands behind your back when you don't know I'm there, and you'll jump. It's a natural reactive tendency. So they're using this natural tendency incorrectly to keep you from understanding what's going on. The Vedic literature is the opposite. They are saying, calm down, just listen, and hear the Vedic literature. Hear from the spiritual master. You take it in, you correlate it, you consider it, you analyze it, put it in your own perspective so that you see it from your own intellectual level of analysis, and your fear will go away. What's to fear? You don't have any empty spots. You have everything in proper perspective. So this is the responsibility of you and me and everyone else in the material perspective of life, in the human form of life, to come to that understanding that liberates you from fear. And that is authoritative knowledge coming from the authority of the spiritual master, from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything else does not carry those credentials. And you should be astute to not take up these temporary nonsense things that are all over our society now, all over our systems, everywhere we go. It's time for each of us to stand for the truth, to understand it, inquire, learn peacefully, share, and develop a higher consciousness, a collective consciousness and individual consciousness. So this is the teachings of the Vedic literature, and this is our encouragement to you on our program. Come to the level of spiritual knowledge. Come to the level of self-realization through the Vedic literature, the grace of the spiritual master, the vibration of the Maha Mantra, and you become liberated permanently, and you're able to give of yourself and help liberate others. This is the human experience. This is the human opportunity.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.